Seattle's bike sharing program has made for cheap, clean transportation that's widely available in the city. But some see the brightly colored rental bikes as a nuisance that clutters up city sidewalks. And a few times, the bikes have become a nuisance, delaying ferry passengers and putting the Coast Guard on alert. KUOW's John Ryan has the story from Seattle's waterfront.
Down at Coleman Dock, Moira Carney is waiting to board the Bainbridge Ferry with her bike. She says she can't imagine leaving it behind.
If I forgot my bike, I mean, I'm wearing bike shoes, so it would be an uncomfortable walk up, so I don't think I could.
But almost once a month, somebody does leave a bike behind on a Washington State ferry. Spokesperson Ian Sterling describes the latest incident two Saturdays ago.
Somebody boarded in Seattle with a bike share bike and then walked off, apparently, on the other side, left the bike behind, and that means, okay, now we've got a missing person.
That sent the Coast Guard into search and rescue mode.
Launched a helicopter, and it's my understanding that that cost them around $17,000 to conduct that search for somebody who apparently wasn't actually missing.
People sometimes forget their own bikes or even cars on the ferries, but these pick-them-up-and-leave-them-anywhere bikes make that much easier to do. But is it an overreaction to launch a helicopter because of an unloved yellow rental bike?
We have had instances where people have gone over the side. And so that is a legitimate concern of the Coast Guards.
The main message from the ferries and the bike companies?
You don't want to be that guy, right? And then cause a delay for hundreds and hundreds of other people.
If you take a bike on a ferry, take it off with you too. At Coleman Dock in Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.